Right, and with David Gilmore at East Lothian and Preston Lodge High School. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Very good. Dave, you were instrumental in choosing Chromebooks, I think, and putting them in school. Is that correct? How did you come out having Chromebooks in the school? Why this device over others?
What was becoming apparent to us is that there was more and more of a problem in getting people online. And that was becoming more of an issue than using what you might call traditional applications on the computers. We'd seen through Glow that the basic idea of having a set of services that work just through a browser was making the services independent of the computer. And we had deployed Google Apps across East Lothian, which was very much independent of the computer. It didn't need anything installed. But adoption of it was slower than I would have wanted. We weren't seeing these tools being embedded in classroom practice. We were seeing WordPress blogs in particular being adopted by teachers. But I was very conscious of the fact that it's quite hard to take on the overheads involved in getting your class onto the web. You have to get the trolley, you have to trundle it in. You have to get everyone a laptop, you've got to get them logged in, and there's a delay in startup and so on. And the idea of a device that would just switch on quickly and get you on the web was so attractive that when they were announced, I got in touch with Google and said, if ever you're looking for somebody to give these a try, can you send one my way? And there was a bit of a delay, but eventually they came back and said that they were up for that. So we had already done a similar thing in King's Meadow Primary some years ago when we wanted to explore whether netbooks, low-cost ASUS EPC netbooks, could be a viable, cheap and cheerful tool for getting learners on the web. And we'd gained agreement from our IT department to put them out on the basis that they didn't have to do any maintenance on them. And by and large, they'd worked pretty well, but they still did have software on them. And now, at 3 or 4 years in, they are starting to show their age. But here was a device which not only was simple, but offered the ability to update itself. Mm-hmm. So the main issue with the EPCs of keeping the software up to date was solved. And keeping the software up to date and the EPCs had been a pain for me, which mm-hmm. I had to try and fit in on, amongst other things. So that was the reason for it. It was just to try and get the use of the web embedded in classrooms, and it seems to have done that very well.